questions. Public Service Commissioner Cecil Brown says a new phone app is almost ready to help crack down on those who break the law.
That app will be rolled out by the middle of the summer. It's complete now. It's in a testing phase.
The PSC says filing complaints against telemarketers who violate the no-call law goes a long way toward reducing the problem. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson saw the inside of a Miami elevator more than he probably cared to. He was visiting an affordable housing complex in Miami today when the elevator got stuck. It took him 20 minutes to be freed by a fire crew. USA Radio News.
And good afternoon, everybody. You know what that music is. That's the music of modern design. It's a party here today, this beautiful, wonderful, sunny day, which started out pretty cloudy and rainy, and we're going to talk about the best of the best today. Today's show is going to be what the best things I've seen out there in 2017, the best ideas, the best projects, and the best of the best. So myself, in conjunction with House Beautiful Magazine, came up with a list, and we're going to talk about the things that I'm working on that are really a success. But let's start by talking about today's weather. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling us, as we already know, that it's a beautiful day today. Currently, we have fair skies with 71 degrees. This afternoon, there is a possibility, 20% chance of isolated showers with a high of 74 degrees. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low of 43. On Thursday, it'll be a mostly sunny day with a high of 63. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low of 40. On Friday, it would be a beautiful and mostly sunny day again with a high of 63. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 41. On Saturday, it will be partly sunny skies with a high of 65. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 52. And then finally on Sunday, there is a chance of thunderstorms about 30%, but warm with a high of 78 degrees. Well, good afternoon. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design here on 100 and Chamber Radio. I've been doing the show for about 3 years now. Never get tired of talking to you and sharing ideas along and learning along the way. So our topic today is called The Best of the Best, and myself, in conjunction with some features that I picked up from House Beautiful Magazine, we came up with some ideas that I think are terrific and projects that are very current, things that I'm doing right now to make your house more modern. And we're going to talk about that list today of things that you can add to your home to make it more current and really to bring out the best of the best. So we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 and Chamber Radio.
Morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 20 years, doing all sorts of projects, everything from simple color consultation and painting to molding and trim to actually doing additions, kitchens, bathrooms, and everything in between. Also a lot of restaurants and commercial spaces. So along the way, I've learned a couple of things. I'd like to pass that along to you for the do-it-yourselfers or people that are just interested in beautifying your space. And each week we come to you with great solutions and ideas and places you can go to get the best things in the tri-state area to make your home the most beautiful. So today's show happens to be the best of the best. And I, in conjunction again with House Beautiful Magazine, came up collectively with some of the things they had of a list of what I think are some of the best things right now to improve your home. So number one on the list comes from the magazine itself, which is number one is having a dramatic entry foyer or something that welcomes your guests. And I will have to say that is very, very important to me. I feel that your entry space, whether it be a very tiny space or maybe it's just the beginning of your living room or family room, that you have something that denotes that it is your foyer space. And one of the things that's very important, I feel, is at an entry that you have some sort of a foyer table. Now, it doesn't have to be a very big foyer table. In fact, in my store in Maplewood, New Jersey, I have a table that's actually can go over a radiator. So in some of the older houses that I work on in South Orange and Maplewood and some of the towns in northern New Jersey that are older houses, you can put this right over the radiator and it is impervious to the heat. And then the body of it is sort of, it looks like it's Greek key. And it's sort of a filigree that's open so the air can flow. But it looks like a beautiful foyer table that is flush against the wall. And then you can have a bowl there. You can put your keys on it. You can put a mirror above it. Something that denotes that it's the entry foyer. And I think it's very important to have that and to take that space and to be able to do things like right now when the weather is wonderful, go out and cut some branches, some tree branches. Maybe you have your forsythias in bloom. Maybe you have cherry blossoms or pear blossoms or apple blossoms. Put them in a glass cylinder vase with a mirror behind it and do that and change that area out seasonally. It doesn't take very much space, but something that denotes an entry or a foyer, something that's welcoming is very good. I also like to put a mirror. I think a mirror is very important in a foyer. I think it reflects light from the door, but also when you're leaving the house, just you take one last look to make sure there's no spinach in your teeth and that your tie's on straight or what have you, and out the door. I think a mirror is very welcoming in an entry with a little bit of a foyer table. It doesn't take much. It could be very shallow, but something that denotes a foyer being impressive, being elegant. In bigger foyers, I've been doing a lot of, by the stairs, doing a lot of benches so people can sit, put their shoes on and so on, and then a coat hooks on top, sort of a beautiful area to hang up coats, something that has a mirror or something that's a little bit decorative. Sometimes we make them out of wainscoting, sometimes we stain them. That's a nice thing to do. In some of the larger homes where you can actually have a piece of furniture in the foyer, I love to do a center round table, a small round table in a foyer. It could be traditional. It could be contemporary. It could be made of wood. It could be made of marble. It could be made of whatever surface that you like. It could be painted. It could be stained. But a wonderful small foyer table with a great vase in the center and arrangements, and then to seasonally in the center change that out. That's so much fun to have stacked pumpkins there in October, and right now have a couple of vessel vases with different types of seasonal branches, and to be just being able to change that out as the seasons change and just pull from nature. One of the things that I like to do is to just go into my garden and see what's blooming and then just put that out. Have lots of really good looking simple glass vases. For example, yesterday I have something in my garden called Helleborus flower. It's called a Lenten rose, and it's a small beautiful flower, comes in a variety of colors. Mine happened to be green. And then pick those and just put them in my foyer in a simple square vase. And they're just elegant. Use what you have. I had some branches that were blooming. I don't even know what they were. They were white flowers were coming off them. pick them, put them in, and then a third element there. That was something from the yard, didn't cost anything, and three different vessel vases in the foyer, really elegant looking and really denotes spring. So work on small things you can do for your foyer. The foyer is very important. A foyer table, whether it be just something that's a radiator cover to a grand foyer entry table, is nice, and it really denotes your entrance into your beautiful space. Number two on my list is gourd lamps. And I'm not sure, people, if you saw what I was talking about, and Modern Design will be on video coming, I believe, in June. We have the cameras here. I see the cameras are set up, but we're not ready to go yet. We are going to be on YouTube, and Bertie told me that we may be doing some more than just YouTube with our program. So you'll have to watch that and start watching us on Modern Design. Being that we're not set up yet, a gourd lamp is a very interesting shape, and I see it a lot, and I use it a lot. In my Flemington store, I have Ralph Lauren gourd lamps that are sort of a china blue and white print with a beautiful white shade on them, and as soon as I get them, I think I have two left, they go out. But a gourd lamp is a shape that kind of looks like a gourd. To simplify it, the body of the lamp often is china, and it's usually either, most often it's sort of painted a beautiful color. In the example they have from House Beautiful, it's sort of a citrus green color. But the bottom of the lamp would be sort of a round shape, a big round shape, and then on top of that would be a smaller round shape, and then it would sort of have a neck, and that's resembling a gourd. So it could be very, what I would call transitional. It's a little bit traditional and it's a little bit contemporary at the same time. That's a great new shape. If you're looking to replace your lamps, maybe your lamps are outdated looking, maybe they're a shiny brass, maybe they're very wide, maybe that you've changed your colors. Talk to somebody when you go into a store about a gourd lamp, something that has that wonderful gourd shape, like a gourd that you would see in the fall, like two tiers. It's sort of like a large round sphere and then a smaller sphere and then the top. And that's something that's very in style, very elegant looking. And I do a lot of them and I really like that shape. It could take a traditional room and make it transitional just by adding a pair of new lamps and a really nice new modern, maybe citrus green or cobalt blue, and just making a space a little bit sharper and a little bit cleaner. Now, number three on my list, and this is something that I am doing all the time. 10 years ago, I never thought this would come back, but it's playful, timeless wall coverings. That's right, folks. Wall coverings are back in style, big time. They're not in the same way as they were back in the 80s when people wallpapered all the rooms in their house. If you guys watch Channel 7 ABC television, there's a program called The Goldbergs, and it was supposed to be set in the 1980s. And on that set, every single surface is wallpapered. The foyer, the kitchen, up the stairs, the bedrooms, and it's all floral wallpaper. It's absolutely as bad as can be. Wallpaper isn't like that anymore. We're doing a lot less wallpaper, and we're not doing florals. We're doing sort of just texture. And I will tell you that wallpaper does something that nothing else does. Wallpaper gives an added dimension to a space, and it just brings something else to the table. In years past, people would do faux painting on the walls. That really has gone out of fashion almost completely these days. Now we do faux painting on cabinets or on pieces of furniture, but really not on the walls anymore. But to get something, if you have a big house with a lot of sheetrock, you need to create something else, because it becomes repetitive to just paint and paint and paint every room. So a little bit of wallpaper goes a long way. And a classic pattern like a grass cloth, which I am doing so many grass cloths wherever I go, gives you some texture. It's visually interesting. You can do it in any color and it looks good. I did a bathroom, a powder room, in navy blue grass cloth. Now, who would think that navy blue and grass cloth would go together? You would think it would be more of an earth tone. It was just smashing. It was just striking. So you could use it. I've done red. I've done citrus green. I've done navy blue. I've done black. I've done charcoal gray. So many colors of grass cloth, whether it be actual the grass cloth itself or the vinyls, which are very sophisticated looking now. Wallpapers are back. They're really, really popular. Certain patterns are wonderful. But the classics, things that are very classic and very simple like grass cloth, very popular and wonderful. Okay, we are going to continue on this trend after the commercial message. More of the best here on Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer and a contractor for the past 20 years. My location here locally in Flemington is 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile on that circle, which is almost finished, I think. I don't know exactly what they've done to the circle in Flemington, but we are open and have 2,500 square feet in the store. Wonderful and great prices on pieces of furniture and artwork and rugs that you can take home with you that day. Lots of goodies to look at, wonderful candles, unique gift items at great prices, typically 20 to 25% less than other stores. So come check us out in Flemington. If you're in northern New Jersey, we have a second location in Maplewood, and that's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, and the beautiful downtown Maplewood Village next to the train station. Wonderful space there as well. Lots of furniture in the Maplewood store. Wonderful 94-inch Janney sofa, beautiful for $1,500, and gorgeous dining table, and wonderful Maitland Smith foyer table, $1,250 on sale. Wonderful place to have furniture. There's some accessories there. Great candles. So check out both locations. Phone number for Mavenhill Designs is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Well, our topic today happens to be the best of the best. Myself, in combination with House Beautiful Magazine, came up with a collective list of the what we find to be the best this year in 2017. Ideas that are working for us, that we're doing consistently, and always they're sort of fail-safe. You know, in the paint world, there are certain colors that are sort of go-to colors. And for the past couple of years, it's been grays and greyses and white trim. And they're sort of colors that always work. It worked well for staging to get a house sold or to bring some new life to a house. Well, there's certain items that are always a good fix. Like we had said before, the commercial break, grass paper, vinyl grass cloths always look good in any type of house. Bring value to the table, bring a little bit of texture, and really work well in the space. So something to consider. So number four on our list, going back if you haven't just tuning in now, number one was something that denotes an entryway or a foyer, like a foyer table or a mirror. Number two was gourd lamps, lamps shaped like a gourd with a wonderful shade on it. And number three on our list of the best is bringing in some wall covering, some beautiful wall covering. Number four on the list is something that's kind of interesting, which I actually like, but I don't know if everybody would be quick to think about this. And that is a signature scent for your home. And that's interesting. I'm very sensitive to smells, and I certainly like that. You ever go into certain stores, maybe Pottery Barn is probably one, and they have like a nice scent. You can't sort of identify what it is, but it really smells nice when you walk in there. Well, a lot goes into that. They do a lot of things behind the scene to have that happen, you know, in their systems, HVA systems. So you have that experience when you shop there that it's very pleasant. The same thing holds true for some of the other beautiful retail stores that they have a signature scent. Well, your home should have a signature scent. You should find something, whether it be vanilla or lavender or lemon or something that's appealing to you, and then have that. So when you come into your house, you have that wonderful scent. Orange is often very nice. Citruses in particular are nice without being too flowery. But whatever that smell is for you. I found a wonderful scent recently for my store in Maplewood, and I spritz every morning before we open up the doors. And there's a lovely, fresh, sort of a clean linen scent in that store when you come in. So it's not too flowery or heavy or perfumey, but it's sort of a fresh smell. And same thing is true for your home. You should try scents when you're out and find something that works well with your chemistry and that's attractive to you, and then create a signature scent for your home. It's a nice thing to do. Number five on the list is game tables. Game tables are very popular right now. They're very good looking. And when you have a void or a space that's transitional, adding a game table is sort of a fun thing to do. And they come in all different sizes. Yesterday we did a big photo shoot for a house I just finished, and they have a lovely living room, and off the living room there's sort of a nook or a space to fill with not necessarily a purpose. So I purchased a wonderful game table, a wood game table inlaid that you can play checkers or chess, and had the pieces set up for the shoot with two wonderful benches, one on each side to sit and play the game. And what a great look that space is. Not only is it a fun area, but when you have a sort of void of space or a nook, it's kind of nice to do something special with them. So game tables is something that we're seeing a lot. Always work in a transitional space where you don't necessarily have anything and you want to fill the space with something that's purposeful. Number six is something that's new. Now, I will have to say this is more on the house beautiful side. It's something that I've had to come to terms with, and that is pattern on pattern. When I started in the industry, I was very much into solids. There were so many, I went from house to house that had floral sofas, and all I did was get rid of floral sofas and do solid sofas. So I was sort of neutralizing for the first 5 years of my career. So my palettes became they were colorful, but they didn't have a lot of pattern. These days, the more patterns, the better, and mixing the patterns. Very popular right now. It makes your house seem very stylish to have a collection of patterns. But you want to do that, you can do that well, or you can do that very poorly, very easily. You want to limit them to three patterns. You don't want to go beyond three. I find that helps keep the eye working. And you want to have them be in the same color palette, and that's the key. Have you ever looked in a room and it just made you dizzy because so much was going on? You don't want that. But if you simplify it to just three patterns and then have the patterns be all in the same color tone, it's fabulous, because the connection of the color makes your eye go from one to the next to the next. A good example of doing that is maybe your bedding. So maybe your bedroom is a wonderful shade of gray and you want to bring in sort of a plum tone. Well, maybe if you do your comforter in a ICAT fabric, let's say it's sort of an interesting modern version of a paisley, an ICAT fabric, and then you do your sheets maybe in some sort of like a ticking stripe, and then maybe you do your pillowcases, have the borders of them be sort of geometric on the edges, or maybe a Greek key on the edges. So you have three patterns, but they're all in shades of a purple of plums and white with the gray. That's a way of layering multiple patterns, but having them coexist. You don't do more than three. You have them being in the same color series, and they work very well for the space. So pattern on pattern is extremely popular. Not easy for me to get to. I had to sort of make that work in a way that I thought looked attractive from a distance and wasn't cluttered. But it is the look. A lot of pattern. Geometry is very in. Geometric patterns are the most popular patterns in all the fabric stores. If you look in any magazine, geometric. I see it every single day. So adding some geometric patterning and some more prints to your existing fabrics will make your house automatically look more updated. Number 7 on the list is something that I really actually like. I don't think they're very comfortable, but I like them a lot. And those are garden stools in your house. And when I talk about garden stools, I mean something that looks like a barrel. It has a top and a bottom on it. See, I can't wait till we go to video and then I can show you all these things. They're ceramic and they come in wonderful colors. And usually they have some sort of a cutout in them so you can see inside this ceramic container, which almost looks like a barrel. And they are sort of outdoor garden stools, if you will. But people are using them in their houses as extra seating, as occasional tables. And they bring a pop of wonderful color into a space. You see them in the Ballard Design Catalog in every color. You see them in any of the wonderful stores. Pottery Barn comes to mind. Williams-Sonoma Home has a lot of them. I don't know if West Elm has any of them because they're a little bit more modern. But a lot of the design places really have, and catalogs, have garden stools. And you bring this inside your house, ceramic. It brings a wonderful, in this particular example in the magazine, it's sort of a wonderful, like, blue-green color. And I tell you, if you have a neutral sofa and have a pop of that really pretty spring blue-green, it really does something. And if you put them next to a sofa, you can make them, you can put two of them in front of a sofa or a love seat, make it almost a coffee table, and you could put things down on them. But garden stools are hot. This one has a geometric design cut into it. Kind of looks like two squares, and it just adds a lot of style. They're not usually very expensive, between $300 and $400, and you're really getting a lot of color and a lot of style. Okay, well, we've come to up to the news hour. We're going to take a quick news break. We'll be back with lots more in the best of the best for decorating for 2017. After this short news break, we'll be back with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our meetings today come at an important moment in the relationship so that we can further clarify areas of common objectives, areas of common interest.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin after he was originally scheduled to meet with his counterparts in Russia. Putin surprised many by appearing at the meeting this morning, where Syria is expected to be a big topic of discussion. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is making it very clear to the world that the U.S. is not going to stand by if chemical weapons are used again.
We will not allow the use of chemical weapons to go unanswered. We are not going to look the other way. We are watching the regime's actions carefully.
President Trump appeared on Fox Business News telling host Maria Bartiromo he is not going to be sending U.S. troops into Syria. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico. Because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Republicans hold their balance in the House of Representatives after a special election yesterday. Here's Chris Barnes.
Republicans retain a House seat after a special election in a Kansas congressional district.
We're going to go to Washington, and we're going to get engaged, and we're going to help change and continue that process that started in November and make changes in Washington.
That's Ron Estes, who's been the Kansas state treasurer who defeated a Democrat to win a special election yesterday for the seat that had been held by Mike Pompeo, who's now the CIA director. I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal job cuts on the way. The Trump administration is telling government agencies they will have to slim down. They'll have until the end of June to submit their initial plans to eliminate civilian positions. It's not clear how many jobs will be trimmed. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says agency leaders need to start taking immediate actions to save money and cut staff. Meantime, a federal hiring freeze that began on Inauguration Day has been lifted. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Need.Gold. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. And boy, have I been rewarded. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, Need.Gold, will forever change the way gold is sold. Need.Gold is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. It's a secret market of gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one could compete with. Call 877-NEED-GOLD, toll-free 877-NEED-GOLD, or go to Need.Gold.
NASA scientists are celebrating the discovery of what they call another ocean planet. Here's the story from Mark Mayfield.
Researchers gathered the findings through the Hubble Space Telescope and Cassini spacecraft. NASA says Cassini found a global ocean within three moons of Saturn. Earth is considered an ocean world because water covers most of the planet's surface. Other ocean worlds include two moons of Jupiter, Neptune's moon, and the dwarf planet Pluto. The space agency will present the new discoveries on Thursday.
Police in Oregon are investigating after a man was killed in a shootout with officers and his two young daughters were found dead. Both Portland and Gresham police officers responded to a report of domestic violence early this morning, with a woman telling 911 operator her husband was armed and suicidal. Gresham officers say they spotted the man's vehicle in a parking lot and encountered gunfire. The man shot dead. Then the officers pulled the bodies of the man's daughters, ages 8 and 11, out of the vehicle. Police say it's not clear how the girls died. If you've ever had a really bad first date, be thankful you didn't go out with this guy.
The 38-year-old was arrested for reportedly stealing a woman's purse during their first date. She claims the two met on Tinder and talked for weeks before meeting. She says she ran to the restroom, and when she came back, the guy and her purse were gone. Police say the guy tried using her credit card at a casino and then tried withdrawing money from several banks. Investigators say David Harlow has been involved in similar incidents in the past. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
Get more news and analysis at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
And this is Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We come to you every Wednesday here at Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce in our wonderful new historic building, 119 Main Street, and talk to you from 2 to 3 o'clock, specifically all things related to your home and decorating and style and maybe things on improving your garden and making your home and your life better. So today's topic happens to be the best of the best, and those are the things for 2017 that have been surefire winners, things that you can do to change your home, items that make your home much more up-to-date and look great in, regardless of the style. So a quick wrap, the wrap-up from the previous segments. Number one was dramatic foyer, something to make your foyer look stand out and be dramatic, even if you don't have a formal foyer. Number two was trying gourd lamps. Number three was playful new wall coverings. Number four was a signature scent for your home. Number five was add a game table. Number six was pattern on pattern, using multiple levels of pattern in your home, different fabrics with pattern. And we said, of course, to do limited to three and keep the color palette the same to make that work. Number seven was garden stools, and that's where we were before news. Now, number eight is interesting, and that is bone inlay. And bone inlay is an intricate motif from the East, meaning Asia, in frames and in mirrors to give it sort of an opulent look. So did you ever see a very ornate mirror, a metal mirror, and it has different inlays? That's very in style right now. So maybe you want a mirror for your powder room. That's a great place to do an inlay, a bone inlay, type of mirror, especially if you're against maybe a textured wool covering, to have something that has some visual interest to it with lots of detail is very much in style. Sort of has an Asian look, and it has a lot of opulence. So number 8 is bone inlays. Number 9 for 2017 Best of the Best, believe it or not, was something that surprised me, and that is skirted tables. They're saying that skirted tables, I haven't done a lot of them, but they said skirted round tables are back. People are not doing two matching end tables anymore in a living room or perhaps a family room or a sitting room. They're doing one table, and one side might be sort of a nest of tables, and then the other side is something different. It could be a garden stool. It could be a table that has a skirt on it, so that the lamps, they're the same height, so that the lamps look the same on either side, but they're two different things. And they're saying that skirted tables are back. I did a lot of those in the early part of my career. It was kind of fun because you could bring in a lot of color with skirted tables, and then you put a piece of glass on top, of course, for practicality. So you could put a lamp on it, and you could bring a lot of color in through the fabrics on the end tables if they were skirted. But they're selling us skirted tables are back, a full skirt, a round table, and it adds instant femininity. They're recommending that they're nice for a bedroom. If you want your bedroom to be a little bit more feminine, instead of having hard pieces of furniture, perhaps having skirted tables, or at least one skirted table maybe, and then something maybe different, maybe a mirrored piece or something on the other side. But make sure if you do different types of elements on either side of a bed or a chair or a sofa, that they're the same height, because you don't want two different heights to your lamps. That looks bad. Well, number 10 on our list of the best is decorative brackets. And that I will say I'm doing a lot of, because I'm taking a lot of people that have had traditional mantles and redoing their fireplace, covering over if they have brick, and then doing stone or something much simpler, and then just doing some sort of a beam and then putting brackets under a beam. So I'm always looking for old brackets, old hardware, for that purpose, specifically because a lot of fireplace makeovers in 2017. But the other thing is an island. I'm working on a couple of kitchens right now, and most people always want to extend their island. So when I extend their overhang of their stone, I need to often have brackets, if you will, for the support. Also, it's aesthetically nice looking. So decorative brackets are very, very popular, and it's an opportunity to create a new look. Often iron is a nice metal to do when you're doing decorative brackets. It's rustic, but yet it's modern at the same time. So decorative brackets is definitely a 2007 thing to look for when you're doing your room. Number 11 is one that everybody seems to want, and that's cozy throws on your sofas. And the throws are just, I don't think I could live without my throw at night, at the end of the night, whether it's August or January. It's kind of nice, I don't know, matter what the temperature is, to have a little something over the top of you when you're watching TV at night. And throws are great because they add another level of color. In my particular family room, the walls are sort of a terracotta color, and my sofas are sort of a sage color. So I'm always looking for something that works with those two tones for throws. And right now those colors aren't so popular, so it's hard for me to find them. But if you have a gray palette, you could bring in any tone for your throws. Yellow works very well with that. Navy blue, royal blue, red, oranges, citrus green, lavenders, plum. So many colors work with the gray tones. And you can really bring a pop of color with your throws and really dress up your sofa, especially if you have a neutral sofa. So cozy throws, I really agree with that one. Do them on all my projects. Number 12 is painted floors. The return of painted floors, specifically in a foyer, is kind of nice. I will tell you a little bit of a story. When I bought my house 11 years ago, the whole thing was, the entire house was wonderful, beautiful red oak hardwood floors. And they were sort of a blonde color, and I wanted to give them some richness because so you see the different veins in them. So I made a custom stain, and we did them, and we took them darker, but not very dark. I've always found over time, if you go in the middle of the range of color, it lasts the longest. And something like a floor, you don't want to be changing again. So I did sort of a mid-tone, and it really came out absolutely beautiful. But in the foyer, there was an imperfection in the wood. There was a knot or something that just didn't come out, and it absorbed stain differently. and it wasn't attractive. And I thought, what am I going to do with this one spot? The whole house came out perfect, except for the spot in the foyer. Well, then I did some research on old homes, and particularly old federal colonial homes. And what I found is that often they painted the foyer floor, that it was sort of a sign of elegance and artistry. So I researched what you could do, and I came up with sort of a checkerboard pattern that was on a bias, white and black, very traditional. And I had a decorative artist by the name of Cheryl Centivan, who worked for me at the time, and she sketched it for me, and we came up with something together, and she made a wonderful border for me. And then I rolled out the white, and then she went in with the black, and we created this beautiful grid, if you will, this beautiful entry off all these dark hardwood floors with this black and white classic entry. And I would tell you, it's more beautiful today, 11 years later, than when I did it, because what happens with a painted floor over time, the boards sort of come up a little bit, and there's a slight wear to it. It's absolutely incredible. I have a relative that has a lovely home, and in their entry, they have a wonderful pattern as well, using more playful colors, and they've painted their floors, and they're really smashing looking. I love the idea in an entry area specifically. Now, this isn't limited to it, this particular painted floors. I've seen them in kitchens, don't like them so much, but in a foyer area, I think it's just wonderful. Some of the shapes that were recommended was one herringbone. The herringbone shape, if you know what that looks like, up and down, that's a terrific look for a painted floor. Stripes, if you have a little bit of a more contemporary look, you can sort of stripe. I think it would be great for a shore house or cottage to sort of stripe your floors. A lot of different patterns that you can use. Geometric, you can do an inlay in the center using paint on your floors and then do a wonderful varnish over that, a covering. But painted floors are wonderful and very popular. Okay, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design on a beautiful day. Almost feels more like summer than it does spring in downtown Flemington on Main Street overlooking the wonderful downtown. Great day to get out and take a walk if you have the time. Pop your head out. It's really turned into a nice day. Didn't start out as a nice day. It started out pretty dark and gloomy, but has become really quite a beautiful day. We have to take advantage of those. So our topic today happens to be the best of the best, things that have been working well in decorating items that you can add to your home that will bring it up to date, make it look wonderful, and last. So the last number that we talked about was number 12, and that is painted floors. Now, painted floors you have to use very sparingly. You wouldn't want to do more than one floor in a house, and you want to do it in a small area. You don't want to have a big area of a painted floor. But in the right space, it could be quite nice and really wonderful to make a space really stand out and be special. Number 13 on the list was kind of weird, I thought. I maybe agree that Asian objects are very popular right now. This has a pagoda as something to have in your house. Well, I've never done a pagoda specifically anything, but there is something, the Asian foo dogs, if you've ever seen them, they kind of look like a dog and a dragon at the same time, and they're very popular, and I've done them on people's mantelpieces and on sideboards, so Asian foo dogs are, F-O-O dogs, are something that I've done before. Asian-inspired vases, those things I've done, but not particularly pagodas. So I don't know if I would put that on my personal list, but objects of art that are Asian, Asian-inspired things. I do lots of blue and white Chinese porcelain. So objects of art are of an Asian appeal are very nice. Actually, number 14 on the list, coincidentally, is general objects of art. And in the example, they have a temple jar with an Asian motif. So those are very popular. And I've noticed this year, I'm seeing them, you know, you classically think of Chinese porcelain as being that blue and white with an Asian motif, but I'm seeing them a lot in other colors. I'm seeing a green and white, and even sort of this sort of reddish rusty color, which is kind of interesting looking, more like a terracotta than a red actually, but with the Asian motif, and that's kind of nice looking as well. Number 15 on our list is tassels on pieces of furniture, adding a tassel here and there to dress up a space. Well, I've always done that. To me, that was something that we've done for a long time, but that's on their list. Number 16 is pairs of things. It says here pairs of lamps, which I agree with. I like matching lamps. The tables could be different, but the lamps should match. Pairs of settees or anything with a symmetrical look that works. Well, I agree with that. I love pairs of things. I love pairs of chairs. I love pairs of sofas, doing two sofas of the same sofa in a room, whether they're facing each other or part of more furniture in a space. I think pairs of things. I like symmetry, so pairs of things have a nice look to them. You know, one of the things that I actually like to do now in rooms to try something different, do you have a square room in your house? Not a dining room, but a square room in your house that's a sitting room. Try something a little bit different. How about a room that doesn't have any sofas in it to sit? Do four chairs, two pairs of chairs that are identical, and then do a low, round coffee table. This works wonderfully in a rectangular room, too, but in a square room, it's ideal. I had a house in Basking Ridge that had a big living room but a small family room, and family room was square. It had a fireplace on one end, but it was square, and it was very hard because it was a transitional space, and every wall had an opening. So I said, instead of flanking a couch on one side, why don't we do four chairs? One, two, three, four, in sort of an X shape, and then I put a low round coffee table in the center. So the furniture sort of floated in the middle of the room, but it was off the fireplace. And then what I did was I had all the chairs swivel, so you could turn around and look at the fireplace if you want, but you had the chairs facing each other for conversation. And boy, did that not only work well, but it looked amazing. It was a great look. So I like to try that a lot, to try a different formulation. Do two pairs of chairs, no sofa, and everybody gets their own comfortable chair. And I think that's so appealing. Have you ever been in someone's house that you didn't know well and you have to sit next to them close on a couch? That's sort of an odd or uncomfortable feeling. It's kind of nice to have your own chair when you're in somebody else's house. So four chairs, a pairs of chairs, are wonderful. Two sofas facing each other is a classic, elegant look. Whether you do traditional, transitional, or even contemporary, having two identical sofas facing each other, wonderful. Another look that I haven't done yet, but I'm anxious to try, if you ever have a room that's very long and you want to have two seating areas, is take two sofas or love seats and put them back to back. So you create two different seating areas. The one sofa, the back, will face maybe one side maybe faces a fireplace and the other side faces something else, maybe a television. But you put two sofas back to back and then you create different seating areas around each sofa. So that's another pair that works well. Again, with lamps, I like lamps to be consistent. I don't like different lamps in a room. But maybe different tables, which is kind of nice. Have one side of sofa have a nest of tables, and the other side maybe be a chest, so there's storage. Something that very much is kind of nice. But pairs of things was number 16 on our list of the best of the best. Number 17 on the list was mood lighting, and that one is a definite. I don't think there's been a property that I went to that if they started out without having dimmer lights, we have dimmer switches by the end. Very important, specifically if you have hi-hats or recess lights, to have them on dimmers so you control the light and create a mood. So definitely mood lighting. You know, lighting's become so sophisticated and there's so many options for lighting. LEDs got more interesting, types of bulbs. On one of the upcoming episodes of Modern Design, we're going to devote the whole hour to lighting. And Bruce from Flemington, Fan and Lighting, who's been a guest on Modern Design before, is going to be here. And he's going to take the whole hour just to talk about mood lighting and the different types of lights and bulbs and so on. We're not even going to talk about fixtures and chandeliers. We're just going to talk about the lighting itself because so much has changed. You have the Edison bulb with the filament shows. You have all different types of LEDs that give off different types of light. And it's its own thing, and it really changes the way a space looks, the way it's lit, and the type of lighting that have. So we're going to dedicate a whole show just to the lighting itself. So very important to create mood lighting in your home, putting things on dimmers and being able to have it be lit correctly. Number 18 on our list of the best of the best. Everything on dimmers. I beat myself to it. Mood lighting and then everything on dimmers. A must. Everything on dimmers, absolutely. Number 19 on our list is the English rolled arm sofa. Now that's sort of kind of maybe more traditional, I think, to have the rolled arm sofa. And the rolled arm sofa, if you're not familiar with it, it might not be what you think it is. A rolled arm is not actually a big arm. When I think of the 90s and the early 2000s, sofas had very big, round, sort of barrel-like arms. And they were great if you were laying down because they were great against your head, but they were very bulky looking. A rolled arm sofa, which is very classic English, is that it's sort of very receded, and it's a very receded, pulled back, small, round arm, sort of understated and very simple and low profile rolled arm, like two rolls, like a bed pillow, two little rolled arms. So rolled arm sofas are very elegant, they're very English, they work well in traditional, also I would say transitional, probably not contemporary because they're not contemporary enough, but the English rolled arm sofa, which you do see in all the design shops, are very in style and always do work well. Number 20 on the list, I would say I use all the time as well. I do share my space in Flemington with John McLean from Rugs to Riches, and that's making rugs out of jute and sisal. Very popular right now, natural fibers for rugs. We're really getting away from the oriental rug look, having the heavily patterned rug with a fringe, very formal, and we're making rugs out of natural surfaces now that you can do whatever size you want. And specifically the jute and the sisal rugs that are very easy to take care of, low maintenance, and because they're made of a natural fiber, they're very, very popular right now. So lots of jute and sisal, natural fiber rugs for spaces. Very hot. I do it probably all the time. I've even done it on stairs, which is nice. Did you ever see a jute or a natural fiber rug on stairs? It's a really nice organic look. It's attractive. They're easy to maintain. They don't, they're probably not as soft as some other fibers, but they're a good look on a space, and they really actually hold up. Number 21 on our list of the best is a dressing table. And not everybody has the space to have a dressing table, but it says here, elegant sitting tables in a dressing room or a bedroom are very much desired, of having a dressing table. For a man, a dressing table probably would be very dark stained wood, a place for perhaps shaving or cufflinks or books, and in a masculine way. And of course, a woman's dressing table would be set up, probably I am envisioning something mirrored with a beautiful chair and something set up for makeup. So a dressing table for both a man and a woman were on the list as something that's very elegant, but very 2017. Number 22 on our list is actually a dreamy dining room. I tell you, I always have said this on the program, my favorite room to do in a house is a dining room. Dining room is where you really show off your wares. This is where you entertain it at its finest, you're cooking, you're giving the best of the best, and you want your room to be interesting. That room should be beautiful. And it's saying that dreamy dining rooms, very much of the best of the best in 2017, trying more elegant looks in this room, whether it be, they're saying here, a garden room, things that evoke Asia or the East, or just a sense of modern elegance. Dining rooms, dreamy dining rooms are something that's a must and the best of the best. I have to say that I'm always inspired by trying to do something wonderful for dining rooms, whether it could be rustic and simple. I did a dining room not too long ago that we actually did. One wall was actually a blackboard. We did blackboard paint, and I framed it out in a beautiful frame. So when they were entertaining, they would write in the pen that looks like chalk what the menu was going to be, and sort of a very simple, more contemporary aesthetic, a simple drum shade that looked like burlap, and very simple dining set with shades of grays and earth tones. And a sisal rug in this case, and very simple chairs. But the look of the black chalkboard, was an elegant look. It had its own things. I did a navy blue dining room in Flemington. We changed to rich navy blue. We made wonderful picture frame molding below the chair rail at the top. We did a rich Ralph Lauren. Not Ralph Lauren. Benjamin Moore mid-tone Newburyport blue. And then we used the woman's, she had a big collection of blue and white. We set the table with her wonderful Johnson Brothers dishes. And then her sideboard, I did lots of stacked from my store in Flemington, blue and white export pottery, Chinese blue and white pottery, and lots of silver and blue. And very classic, very traditional, but really updated with all the Chinese blue and the Asian blue and white and silver, and made a beautiful dining room. I've painted dining rooms black. I've done very interesting things. I've done very wonderful texture wallpapers in dining rooms, things that have a lot of visual interest. We've done frescoes. We've done all sorts of things in dining rooms. I think a dining room, whatever your aesthetic is, it should be interesting. It could be minimal and interesting, or it could be ornate and interesting. So that's one I very much like to do, is definitely dining rooms. Number 23 on our list is bookshelves, the return of bookshelves. And I would say everywhere I go, people are looking to add bookshelves, even if it's just a couple of simple shelves. Very popular. It is architecture. It works well in any environment. 24 on our list is something that I actually have, and that is, it says here, lettuceware. And I would describe that more as sort of dishes that have that sort of lettuce type of look, or cabbageware, or that type of look. Now, I have that in my own house. I have a set of majolica, and I absolutely love it. It's probably not for everybody. It's more on the traditional side, stoneware, and very beautiful. And then number 25 on our list of, and I've said this before, on our list of decorating, is using classic blue and white china as part of your kitchen or dining room, classic style. Well, that was pretty interesting, I thought. Lots of things from the past and lots of things that make your place look current. We are going to continue. Next week's show is going to be a continuation of the best of the best. I am going to have some other people with me on the show to confer on their best of the best for 2017 on how to make your home wonderful. And I look forward to doing that. We're going to have some surprises on next week's show. And we're going to update you on when we premiere with video so you can start watching the show. And good things in store for Modern Design as the year progresses. Well, listen, everybody, get outside. Take a walk around before the moon comes out. Make sure that, well, the sunlight's there, so you get a couple of minutes of wonderful sunshine today. Thank you for listening to Modern Design. I know it was a little bit of an adjustment. Now we're in the afternoon. But thanks for sticking with me and with our program. A lot in store for this year. A lot of new surprises. All right. Well, everybody, have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week here at 2 o'clock. Each week, new episodes of Modern Design on Hunter and Chamber Radio. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our meetings today come at an important moment in the relationship so that we can further clarify areas of common objectives, areas of common interest.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin after he was originally scheduled to meet with his counterparts in Russia. Putin surprised many by appearing at the meeting this morning, where Syria is expected to be a big topic of discussion. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is making it very clear to the world that the U.S. is not going to stand by if chemical weapons are used again.
We will not allow the use of chemical weapons to go unanswered. We are not going to look the other way. We are watching the regime's actions carefully.
President Trump appeared on Fox Business News telling host Maria Bartiromo he is not going to be sending U.S. troops into Syria. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Republicans hold their balance in the House of Representatives after a special election yesterday. Here's Chris Barnes.
Republicans retain a House seat after a special election in a Kansas congressional district.
We're going to go to Washington, and we're going to get engaged, and we're going to help change and continue that process that started in November and make a changes in Washington.
That's Ron Estes, who's been the Kansas state treasurer, who defeated a Democrat to win a special election yesterday for the seat that had been held by Mike Pompeo, who's now the CIA director. I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal job cuts on the way. The Trump administration is telling government agencies they will have to slim down. They'll have until the end of June to submit their initial plans to eliminate civilian positions. It's not clear how many jobs will be trimmed. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says agency leaders need to start taking immediate actions to save money and cut staff. Meantime, a federal hiring freeze that began on Inauguration Day has been lifted. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Need.Gold. I've been the single biggest BBB.